Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Once again, PennDOT has to fix a sinkhole that developed on Route 202 in King of Prussia. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports drivers can expect delays as the work is being done.
Crews are back here on 202 between Henderson Road and Solon Boulevard. PennDOT says a depression in the pavement developed here at the same location where sinkholes formed in July and December last year. For now, the left lane is closed on the northbound side. The plan was to also close the left lane on the southbound side. That would give crews room to work in the middle of the road, to dig, to rip out the asphalt, to get underneath and work on repairs. PennDOT says drivers should expect delays and backups as all this is taking place. Now, since sinkholes keep forming here, the agency says crews will be working on a comprehensive remediation project at this location sometime this summer. In King of Prussia, Tim Jimenez, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Philadelphia sheriff says her office will resume auctioning tax-delinquent properties in July. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports the sheriff was asked about the tax sales during budget hearings at City Council.
The mayor and my staff have had a conversation with the law department. We worked out an agreement.
Sheriff Bilal didn't give details of the agreement, but she said all that remains before restarting tax lien sales after 4 years is providing the mandated 2 months' notice to the owners of property that will be going on the block. Bilal took some heat for the suspended sales, but she said she's not the one who suspended them. That happened during the pandemic to keep people in their homes. Foreclosure sales did resume, and Bilal said she instituted policies to help homeowners avoid the process.
When we first came in office and we put this into place, there was 620 sales going on that day. When we started sending out information to families that were dealing with this issue, that sale went down to 17.
Bilal says the same effort will go into tax lien sales, though many of those involve vacant property and out-of-town owners. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
We throw out an average of 300 pounds of plastic per person every year, and almost all of that ends up in a landfill, even if you put it in recycling. So, a sustainable general store on East Passyunk called Goodbye Supply is part of a movement helping Philadelphians switch to eco-friendly products. KYW's Sabrina Boyd-Circa reports.
If you've ever felt bad for sending an empty plastic soap bottle to the landfill, Goodbye Supply has a solution.
The most popular part of our entire store is the refillable bulk bar here. So customers can bring in their own containers or jars and fill up on products like laundry detergent, dish soap, hand soap.
The owner, Emily Rodia, says they source their products from small women-owned businesses. The shelves are stacked with shampoo bars, toothpaste tablets, and other care and cleaning products that are made sustainably and ethically.
Our mission is to do that research for you, so you don't have to be like, am I getting a sustainable product? Is this something that's actually good for me? What's in it?
She says sustainable products are becoming more mainstream online, but having a store in the heart of South Philly where people can touch and smell the products has encouraged many neighbors to start with a small change.
It may not feel like a lot, but if we all make one little switch, think of all those, you know, material that's not getting put in the landfill.
Sabrina Boyd-Circa, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.